taking the initiative. Megalgalin zchus al yidei zakai. That's not only, by Pesach Sheni, but, for us, that's a Pesach Rishon halacha also. So I want to thank Avi and also for the logistics, really to express, my appreciation. But I want to try to talk a little bit about, and I guess, depending on how long this year goes, we may actually get into the Zman, is, the role of Korban Pesach and Matzah after Chatzos. The question, of course, is one of a machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as we know, who have different perspectives, both with respect to the Korban Pesach and perhaps beyond as well. We'll see that, my view on that issue, it was taken up by the Vilna Gaon and, others about, how that connects to matzah, if it connects to matzah. Certainly, we have a very strong time consciousness, as I mentioned at the beginning. Tonight, V'achlu es habasar b'layla zeh, the Shulchan Aruch writes that everything has to be muchan mibod yom. We want to start the Seder exactly on time and right on time. Chatzos is, to a great extent, hanging over us. Chatzos having its origins in Makas Bechoros, Vahiba Chatzi Halayla, Vashem Hika Kol Bechor, Vaharetz Mitzrayim. And that, certainly exerts an impact. And the question is, how far that impact really travels in terms of the Korban Pesach, in terms of Matzah, the famous Shita of the Ran, amongst others, quoted by the Rama in terms of Halel. When we were first married, just before I, was, locked into, not that that's a bad thing, but, we still could, last time we could travel for the Siddurim, not the shul. So, I went, to my wife's family, as is the minhag, it was, our first, regel, together. It's great to see those who just came in. It's the first regel. You always go to the wife. That was always the minhag in Europe. We went to her family, and I wouldn't say it was a bit of a Hasidish Seder, but certainly more, than I had ever experienced. There wasn't a very great effort that was being made to get to forget about Halal by Chatzos, but not so much even the Afikoman also. So, with all due respect to Bayis Echad Yachel, and not being Porish Minatzibur, and keeping the integrity of the Chabura, and again without making anything too obvious, but I did kind of do my own thing, but for me it was no great loss. First of all, I appreciated their zeal and their singing and all these kinds of things. But I also, I had my companion, people could see it, I think everybody was happy, frankly. So, which is what we're looking for. In any event, I think for most of us, anyway, most years, the experience of Chatzos is a very, important one, and it kind of hangs over the proceedings. And that, is rooted in a Mishnah in Zvachim. So the Mishnah says, the people have the Makoros, Avi, you sent them around. It's a very, nobly of you. But maybe I'll share my screen anyway.
I can also put in the group in the chat for.
Okay.
Can figure out how to do that.
All right. So we'll. I'll do that in the meantime. Okay. So hopefully. This will work. Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah in Zvachim tells us, "Bechor Meiser VePesach Chatzim Kalim Shchitas and Bechol Makom VeAzara VeDam Anton Matan Achas VeVilvat Shiite Kedeged Yisod Shina BeAchilasan Bechor Nechal LeKohanim." Right. The whole organizing principle of Ezo Mekoman is based on the Avodas Adam. Right. So that's why we start, with the most intensive Avodas Adam, the Pnimiyim, the Kedeged, Ben Habadim, and then we move to the Chatas, and then the Shnayim Sheim Arba categories, the Ola and the Shlamim, etc. And then you come, sort of to the end of the Perek, to these, Kachim Kalim, that just have a matana achas, but the achila here is different. So bechor nechal kohanim ma'isa l'chol adam, nechalim bechol ir l'chol adam bechol machal l'shneyam v'layla echad Pesach eno nechal ela v'layla, eno nechal ela ad chatzos, eno nechal ela l'minuyav, ve'eno nechal ela tzali. So the way that the Stam Mishnah, and the fact that it's a Stam, as we know, is very important. That's a big part of the Shak Levitaria and the Sukya. You know, quotes four dinim. They're all, you know, manifestly Daraisa. Laila, Chatzos, Minuyav, you know, and Sali, you know, that all, you know, relate to the Karban Pesach. So you would think that a Karban Pesach La'achar Chatzos was a complete, like, misnomer. Like, well, what do you mean a Karban Pesach La'achar Chatzos? It says Chatzos, just like, what do you mean a Karban Pesach that's Mevushal? It has to be Tzali. What do you mean there's no, you know, Ish Lefi Achlo, Tachosu Allah said, there's no Minoy? Of course there has to be Minoy Karban Pesach. So what do you mean, you know, Karban Pesach, La'achar Chatzos? All right, so just to get some, you know, background knowledge, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Nunhei, and then Nunvav, and then we'll see Peites. Shetivanu lishchotza Pesach biyom arba'asar b'nisan bein arba'im misha over al tivoy zeh v'lo yakriveu bizmano chayav kares bein ish ben isha, even though it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, right? The Karban Pesach, the shchitas Karban Pesach, you don't actually have to do it. This is the source, the Gemara in Kiddushin, obviously in Daf Malif, of shlichos kol kahal adas Yisrael v'chi kol kahal adas Yisrael shochten shluchos shaladim kamoso, but you have to be part of the shchita. And the Rambam, very controversially, but he insisted on counting Achila separately, said, Tzivanu l'achol kevas ha-Pesach b'leil chamisha asar minisan b'tnoa v'niskarim, v'hu she'yeh atzali v'she'yochal v'yasechad v'she'yochal imatzo simarorim. Some of us were just discussing this halacha, the fact that the Rambam, in my view, was chozer from his shita in the Perusha Mishnayos, where he thinks more along the lines of the Yireyim, or Sadyagon, or the Baal Achos Gedolos, that Marar Kolzman, that there is a Karban Pesach, really would be its own mitzvah. Here the Rambam projects it as part of, you know, the story of, you know, Karban Pesach. Now, interestingly, the Rambam doesn't say anything here about Chatzos. But we'll have to, you know, do more research to understand what the Rambam Shita really was, but he does mention things like tzli, bayis echad, matzah, and maror. So more broadly, the Rambam in Peites, when he's talking about the principle of, you know, achilas kohanim, to start with by kachay kadashim, and he expands from there, but achilas kachim, you know, more broadly. Shetziva kohanim lechol b'sar kachim, kolomer chatas asham shem kachay kadashim, v'u'amaro v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem. The famous principle in Chazal, Kohanim Ochlin, Bailin, you know, Miskaprim, the idea of Achilas Kohanim being a critical, indispensable part of the Ritzoy. The Lashon Sifrei, Minayin Shachilas Kachim Kapara, Tamlomar, Veosan Asan Lachem Laseis, Es Avon Hoeda, Ketzad, the Rambam spells it out, Kohanim Ochlin, Bailin, Miskaprim. Umitnai Mitzazo, Shehi Achila, Shi Mitzvah, Amnam Tia Leyom Valaila, Ad Chatzos. V'achar kach te'aser achilas achatas ahi, o asham. Amnam ti'a achilas mitzvah bizman ha-mugbal. So here the Rambam does mention chatzos. You have to, again, go a little bit further to appreciate what exactly has in mind. The mevuar hu she'mitzvah zo miyuchadas b'zichrei kehuna, ve'nashim chayavos ba, ki kachi kadashim sheba bahem akasav lo sochlenu hanashim. Right? We know it's nechal zichrei kehuna, you know, in the Azara, that's the, you know, the Mishnah, Ezo Mekoman. Amnam Shar Kachim, Kolomar Kachim Kalim. Now the Rambam, again, it's so interesting that he put in the same mitzvah. Hinem Yochlu Lishne Yamim V'laylecha, Zulasi Toda Vel Nazar Shem Liyom V'layla Chatzos. V'avav Vishem Kachim Kalim, V'solchalna Anashim Gamkein, Elu HaKachim Kalim, V'achilasam Gamkein, Negreres Achar Mitzvah. V'gamkein Truma, Hine achilasa nigreres achar mitzvah, aval ein achilasa kachim kalim etruma ke achilas basar chatas v'asham. The Rambam is circling back to where he started. Ke achilasa basar hazeh min achatas v'asham bam tishalim kaparas hamiskaper. So it plays a completely different role. Again, kohanim ochlin b'ilim miskaperim. Kemoshe b'yarnu v'alashon ativoy b'achilasan ma shalo ba b'kachim kalim utruma. Lufika achu nigra achar mitzvah ochal osam Osa mitzvah. V'lashon Sifrei, Avodas Matana Atenes Kunaschem, Lasos Achilas Kadshim Megvulin, Kavodas Mikdash Mikdash, Mavodas Mikdash Mikdash Yada Vacharkach Ochel, Mekadesh Yada, excuse me, Vacharkach Ochel, Af Achilas Kadshim, Mekadesh Yada Vacharkach Ochel. Kvaris Baru Dini Mitzvazo Bezvach. So the Rambam lays down a fascinating principle, which is that, you know, Heyos said, of course, you know, there is a din of achila by truma and you know, for kohanim and for, you know, kachim kalim, you know, for bailim and the chazei v'shok go to the kohanim, but you can't compare that to where the Rambam started, which is this mitzvah lechol b'sar kachim, which has an additional component, the hainu hakohanim ochlin ubailim miskaprim. Okay, so we already have to operate within an internal kachim distinction, a kachay kadashim versus kachim kalim distinction, which is that the Rambam sees achilas kachim as a mitzvah specifically in the context of kapara. Other than that, nigrar achar ha-mitzvah. It's not in any way, you know, qualitatively the same. Now, if you take a look here at Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo, in his beer on Sadigon, mitzvah mem zayin, and he's addressing, you know, the issue that I alluded to previously, namely, you know, the question of minyan ha-mitzvos. So the Rambam, you know, separated shchitas korban pesach and achilas korban pesach. So he writes the following: v'nei kvar amdu k'tas achronim bazeh b'das ha-rambam v'siyato lamamanu shchitas ha-pesach v'achilas o shtei esen. V'akevan sh'anu mitzuvim achilas o yafshel l'chazayis basar b'lo shchita. Right, this is a huge discussion in general, but there's no other way to get to it. You know, Hein Mitzad, Eiver Minachai, and for those who, you know, have learned this topic, Eina Shchuta, maybe as an Isser Bifnei Atzmo, or if you want to say, you know, Treifa. There's a whole discussion as to what it is, but the point is that you need the Shchita, Yafshar Labasar, below Shchita. This is part of that famous discussion, remember, the Rush and Ksuvos, where the Rush is, you know, arguing, you know, that when it comes to, you know, Erisin and, you know, why is it such a flowery language? And, you know, he, against the Rambam, says it's not a mitzvah. The only mitzvah is really Periyah V'Rivya. And then he gets there into the topic. He mentions in that whole piece, this whole issue of Shechita, and why should you make a bracha on that? You know, and he says, well, you know, maybe one of the factors there is the Efshar Labasar below Shechita. So this is, again, you know, a line that we find in many contexts. V'rei b'chatas v'ashem b'shlamim k'sez nami shchita v'achila. V'chol zos l'manu ben ha-Rambam v'siyato ha-shchita v'achila shtei esin. Like, the Rambam didn't do that over there. So why should that be true by Korban Pesach? Ovar hirgish b'zeh ha-re'eim. This is in the Yireim. We're talking about the Yireim a little bit earlier. Shita that Marer is d'oraisa, independently d'oraisa. Shekasav sham and then the rest of the avoda that follows from that, the avoda sadam zrikas damo v'hektarei murav. So that all follows. Avalo achilaso tchsev arbasar lechodesh ben arbayim yasu oso b'moado v'achilaso lo haisav yedal el b'leil tesvav tchsev achu as abasar b'layla ze akal. You couldn't get to achila without the shchita. Mikol makom, ha lo manin shchila ala asiya. We count the, you know, asiya, shchita writ large, along with the avodas adam and the hektar, you know, chalavim, as we talked about, shekololas gam zrikas damo ve'aktaras emura ve'gam inyan shchita ba'alma mataras habasar l'shchita ha-pesach she'en ala b'makom u'bizman yadua v'zoya mitzvah sheba. Okay, so basically, we'll go further in just a moment, but what Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo is explaining in the name of the Yireim is that probably what motivated the Rambam here was the zmanim muchlakim, that the shchitas korban pesach, you know, can only be done in the day bein harbayim shachtu oso kol kal das yisrael bein harbayim, or if you prefer by pesach sheni b'chodesh hasheni b'arbas or yom bein harbayim yasu oso, And the achilas habasar could only be done at night. Ve'achilas habasar ba'layla zeh. And because it's zman and muchlakin, the Rambam decided it has to be two different mitzvahs. So I'm very dubious that that could possibly be, you know, an explanation, you know, for Shitas HaRambam, for one very simple reason. The fact is, we're actually learning brachos this year in yeshiva, so, you know, we spent like, you know, somewhere between 4 and 5 months just on this topic, you know, as the hakdama, but, you know, we did move on eventually. Arguably, we moved on. Depends how you define that. But the fact is that the Rambam, when it comes to Kriya Shema, right, he counts it as one integrated mitzvah. If you look in Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Rambam says, "Pamayim b'chol yom karen Kriya Shema shachris va'arvis shenamar b'shach b'chov kumecha." And the Rambam, you know, was willing to deal with a lot of, you know, flack that he got from that, anachronistically. But I'm sure he would have been willing to deal with it. The Ramban, you know, attacks him. And the Ramban says, what are you talking about? Zmano shelzeh lo zmano shelzeh. You know, v'zeinu ma'ake v'zeh. They have nothing to do with each other. So why don't you count it as two separate mitzvos? And the Ramban didn't, you know, he wasn't moved by that. It was one inyan. It's Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim. It's a way of framing the day. If you want, look in the Sefer Achinoch, and you'll see that he makes that, you know, point very explicitly. So I, you know, I'm very dubious that this could possibly be the rationale for the Rambam. I don't think it has anything to do with what the Urayim is saying. Shchitas Korban Pesach and Achilas Korban Pesach warranted two distinctive mitzvos, and that's true, even though, you know, undoubtedly, Iefshar Le'achilas Kezayis, you know, below Shchita. And I think that in the end, I hope that we'll appreciate the way that this integrates, you know, with the other issue that we've already touched upon, which is, you know, the role of achilas kadshim in general, you know, as a mitzvah. You saw that the Rambam be'arichus in mitzvah peites explains that the reason that he's focused on achilas, you know, kadshe kadashim, the chatas v'asham, is there the achila in particular is a mitzvah because you have the principle of kohanim ochlin u'bailin miskaprim. But how is that true of Korban Pesach? And how would that fit into the framework of warranting a mitzvah b'fnei atzma? So that, I think, has to be, you know, addressed. Okay. So we already noted that there's a Stam Mishnah in Zvachim, which makes it sound like De'oraisa, just like Laila, and just like Minoy, and just like Tzali, that Chatzos is really the end point, and the whole, you know, question of Achilas Pesach after Chatzos is like, you know, dead on arrival. So there's also Mishnah at the beginning of Brachos. Depending on, I guess, where a person is coming from, this might even be a more famous Mishnah. Who knows? You know, I'm not willing to say which way, one or the other. But Me'im Asai Kor Nishma Be'arvis. Okay. Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Lechol B'Trumasan Ad Sof Hashmu Arishona Divrei Rabbi Elazar V'chamimomri Mar Chatzos Ringamliel Omer Ad Sheyala Mura Shachar. So Ma'isa Shebalu Banav Mibeis HaMishnah Amru Lo Lo Karinu Hashma. So Amr Lahami Loala Mnashachar Chayabinatem Likros, Velozo Bilvad, Kolma Shamru Chachamimar Chatzos, Mitzvasanachi Yala Mnashachar, Hector Chalamivari Mitzvasanachi Yala Mnashachar, Vecholan Echalam Liomechad, Mitzvasanachi Yala Mnashachar, Kinlamar Chachamar Chatzos, Kedela Harchek Esa Adam Minhaver. All right. So you might argue that this, you know, Mishnah sort of, you know, runs against the grain that we saw in Zvachim, because at least the way that, you know, Rabbi Gamliel puts it, maybe this is something that Chachamim disagree about, but he's projecting that this is the view of the Chachamim, Kol Ma She'amru Chachamim Ad Chatzos. So he says there's really no time point of Chatzos. It's just L'harchik Es Adam Min Aver, in which case you'd have the Stam in Zvachim against the Stam in Brachos. However, the Gemara in Daf Tes tries to make a counter-argument. Ilu Achilas Psachim Loktani. Right? Maybe it was deliberate that Psachim was left out of this discussion. Maybe it was like everything except this, that, you know, Pesach has its own dynamic, and that maybe Pesach really is Chatzos. Maybe like the Stam Mishnah and Zvachim. Kriya Shema Arvis, V'halo Blei Psachim, Achilas Pesach, Mitzvasan Ad Shiala Mura Shachar, Rav Yosef, Lo Kasha, Rav Lazar Ben Azariah, Rav Kiva. So this is where we spill the beans. This is in Achol Kesatanaim. T'tanya V'achulas Abasar Balai Lazar, Rav Lazar, Ben Azariah Omer, oh sorry, I should share my screen again for those that have it. You see, I'm so out of Zoom practice. Guess that's a good thing. Sorry about that. So Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, he was, I guess, the Tana of the Mishnah and Zvachim. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, look for Nemar b'chipazon, atchas chipazon, he came out tamalomar b'alayla, yachol yenechol kikachim b'yom, tamalomar b'alayla, b'layu nechol v'lo b'yom. Bishlam, the Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, this like Zirishava, itchach mechtav azel, Rabbi Kiva, hayazem ayavid leit. So this is a very difficult, to be honest, line in Rabbi Kiva. He says, "Lemule mute laila acher hudasa sakadai techamina ho pesach kachim kalim ushalim kachim kalim." And we know that, frankly, a pesach shalabismano shalolishmo de facto becomes a shlamim. Ma shlamim nechal neshtei yamim v'laila achad af pesach nechal shtei leilos b'makom shnei yamim, etc. So Rabbi Kiva is a very difficult shita to say, which, you know, comes down to this idea that you would have thought that the Korban Pesach is kind of like the mirror image of a Shlamim, that a Shlamim is Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad, and a Korban Pesach would be two nights and a day. Now, as Rashi points out, it couldn't really be that you would eat it during the daytime, because it says V'Achu Asa Basar B'Layla Zen. Rabbi Kiva, of course, has to be moved into that, but that it wouldn't become, you know, like Nosar in the day. It would be like this immunity zone. Rashi says here, the eighth source, Beintayim dechsiv b'yom ziv chachem yeachem macharaz, ha-pesach nam yehol v'enu nechal ha-belayla, nokim shnei leilos, makom shnei yam nishlaim v'enechal, b'shnei leilos yom echad, lo sheyachlenu b'yom, ela sheyehe shalos zman, shelo yipasel be'achila. All right. So it's very hard, it's very dachuk, it's very difficult, but that was the shita of Rabbi Akiva, that it wouldn't become possible during the intervening day. Now, the Gemara later on explains that the Machlokes Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva is actually an even earlier Machlokes between Rabbi Lazar, who in this case aligns with Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, so it's easy to remember, and Rabbi Yeshua, you know, who aligns with Rabbi Akiva. Fine. So then what we would have is, you know, the Stam Mishnah and Zvachim, and you'd have this Machlokes in the Gemara, you know, in Brachos, as it's presented. Okay, now, on background, it's important to note, you know, as some of us were discussing relatively recently, that we paskin, like the Shita of Rava against Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that Matzah B'Zman Hazeh continues to be a Daraisa, even absent the Korban Pesach, because there's a separate Pasuk of Bo'erev Tochlu Matzos, and the Rambam certainly paskins that way. You take a look here at the 10th source. So the honest truth is that the Rambam never injected in any way the din of chatzos into matzah. He just says, mitzvasa bifnei atzva, mitzvasa kol halayla. You know, in terms of the dimension of matzah that's integrated into Korban Pesach, okay, so whatever is true of Korban Pesach would presumably be true of that din of matzah, you know, matzos umerorim yochluhu, but this, you know, independent din of matzah doesn't have any apparent geder of chatzos. So we'd have to try to appreciate how the Rambam paskins in this machlokes Rav Lazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rav Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Stam Mishnah and Zvachim, Gemara Brachos, but we do have like this very significant data point. Okay, now the Gemara itself addresses the issue, and this you have in the 11th source. And here, I think you have to sort of read it very, very, very carefully to appreciate the suggestion that we're going to make in the end about what Shitas HaRambam really was. So a Pesach achar chatzos metamei asayadayim. The Korban Pesach after chatzos already is metamei. So Alma, the Gemara says, mechatzos havalei nosar, and therefore that's the basis of Tumah. So that is, the Gemara says, Mantana Rav Yosef, that is a Shita Rav Lazar ben Azariah, where we know Chatzos is a din daraisa, full stop. The Tanya Bechlos Abbasar Balayla Zeh, Rav Lazar ben Azariah Omer, Nemer Kan Balayla Zeh, Venemer Lahalan, Ve'avarti Beretz Mitzrayim Balayla Zeh. Ma Lahalan Ad Chatzos, Avkan Ad Chatzos. Amelor Rav Kiva, Lo Nemer Chipazon, Achaz Chipazon, Imkain Matam Alomer Balayla, Yachli Enechol Kachim Beyom, Tam Lolor Balayla. Balayla Nechon Enechol Bayom. Rav Kiva, Hai Hazem Avid Lay, as we saw previously. So Blazer ben Azariah Amar Lecha, Lo Sosir Minu Ad Boker Nafka. This is derived from Lo Sosir Ad Boker, that there's no way that it could extend past this time frame. Rabbi Kiva Amar Lecha, Ilo Kazer Rachman Azeh, Hav Amina My Boker, Boker Sheni. Rav Lazar Amar Lecha Kol Eichad Achas of Boker, we know automatically Boker Risha. Fine. Amar Rava, Achol Matzah, Bizman Azeh, Achar Chatzos, L'Rav Lazar Ben Azariah, Lo Yatza Yidei Chovaso. So Rava says, part of the Shita Rav Lazar Ben Azariah isn't just for Korban Pesach, but even for Matzah. Ah. Oh. Gemara says, well, isn't that obvious? Pshita, the kevah the iskish le Pesach, ke Pesach dami, right? Al matzos erorim yochlu, or tzliyeh shumatzos al erorim yochlu. So of course, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So ma'u deseima hafke kra me'akesha, right? That the Torah, you know, takes it out of that framework. Ba'erev tochlu matzos kamash rolan dechia hadre kra, the milsa kamaisa ahadre. The Rashbam explains. Last line, Kamash Malan, Dechia Hadre Kra, Lechovas Matzah, B'layla Rishon, Mizman Azeh, Dechsev, Ba'erev Tochu Matzos, Hafki Nafkalan Le'el, L'milsa Kamaisa Hadre, La'achila Ad Chatzos, Kivizman, De'ika Pesach. Oh. So, this Gemara is expanding, you know, from the world of Korban Pesach to world of Matzah. That is to say that even though Matzah has its own integrity by Erev Tochu Matzos, that in terms of the Zman, it continues to be informed by, you know, Korban Pesach. So the truth is that we already saw that the Rambam seems to, you know, disregard that. And the Rambam just says that Achilas Matzah, this is Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, is a mitzvah daraisa b'erev tochlu matzos. And I didn't see anything about chatzos. Okay. So just to summarize so far, the number of issues that we've raised. We'll come back and, you know, present a couple of different, you know, perspectives, but really have three issues that we're working on, you know, within Shitas HaRambam. One, you know, we want to try to understand for the Rambam, you know, what exactly the mitzvah of achilas korban Pesach really is. After all, the Rambam in Peites, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, makes it seem reasonably clear that achilas kodshim is specifically a mitzvah because of kohanim ochlin ubaile miskaprim. And that's why you can't compare achilas truma, you know, which has a dimension of kodesh to it, or kachim kalim to achilas kachay kadashim. And that makes the enumeration of, you know, mitzvahs, achilas, korban pesach, you know, a little bit tamua. Now, you can approach that from a slightly different angle. We talked about this in the context of the Yireim and Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlo. Like, why did the Rambam separate out achilas korban pesach from shchitas korban pesach? And he thought it was an issue of Zmano Sozeh, and Zmano Sozeh, Zman and Buchlakim. I was very skeptical of that point. You know, and that's another, you know, area where Achilas Korban Pesach, you know, stands out relative to the Shechita, sufficient for purposes of being enumerated, you know, as we said, as its own mitzvah. We're, of course, you know, dealing with the question of Achilas Pesach in the Zman, after Chatzos. How do we paskin in this machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah? We do have a Stam Mishnah, a Libet de Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, so it's not as simple as saying, you know, halacha ki Rabbi Akiva mechavero. And then thirdly, you know, as we just tried to explain, how does this impact the question of matzah? The Gemara that we just saw, Kof Chafa Mbeis, seems to want to build, you know, a linkage, even though matzah is independent by Rav Tochel Matzos, the Milsa Kamaisa Ahadre. So there is a school within the Rishonim that argues it's a Sveika Ladina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. This is the view of the Rosh, and this is the view of the Rashba. And we really don't know. There's just a great amount of evidence in multiple directions. And therefore, since it's a Din D'oraisa, we're just going to have to be Machmir, but we really don't know exactly who we paskin like. Just, you know, for, you know, in the interest of time, I'll just read it in the Rashba. But the Rosh had the same idea. So the Rashba writes, you have it in the 14th source, V'kevin d'stam tanahach v'zvachim g'r'lezer ben Azaria. So mashma d'hilchus ha-kabaseh. V'avagav d'stam tanah stamak Rabbi Akiva perak ha-kori ha-semigil. We'll get there in a second. Hacha stamachada v'hasam tarte. Miu perak mitzvah chalit to the Gemara Yevamos kafalif is docha that and says basically stam kemeya, just like you have by edus, you have trei kemeya. Once you have a stam, so it doesn't matter. Amrinan mali chada stam and mali trei stami. Then we would go like kibasrai. So the Rashba says it's fake ladino. We just don't know. So we should be machmir, you know, the korban pesach like Reb Lazar ben Azariah. Wow. So he says, since it's a Tzveik Ladina, and we should paskin like Reb Lazar ben Azariah as far as the actual Guf HaSafik, which is in the Korban Pesach, so he wants to extend that to, you know, Matzah as well, based on the Gemara that we just saw, you know, the Milsa Kamaisa Ahadre. And therefore, we have to be really careful about achilas matzah kodem chatzos. And not only that, but v'chein b'matzah shalafik homin. V'afilu b'kriyas halel, as I mentioned. Hechmiru b'tosah shalikros lachar chatzos. Etc., etc. So the Rashba says, sveik aladina, not just on the guf ha-safik, which is about the Korban Pesach, but everything that's nigrar, acharav, you know, the achilas matzah, and even matzah shalafik homin, which is, you know, amazing. Because again, there are some you know, who wanted to argue that's the matzah shal mitzvah. There's a Rashi that sounds that way in Arvei Psachim. Some wanted to interpolate that into Shitas HaRambam. I don't believe that is at all the Shita of the Rambam. But even if you're saying, you know, that really, you know, matzah shal afikomen is a zecher of the Korban Pesach, it's still part of the framework of Achilas Matzah, and, you know, we're going to be machmir on that score as well. At least, you know, some of us, I mentioned my own Seder experience one time. So, you know, I guess there's some diversity, but makes sense, the Rashba says, mitam safek didina. So that's one school of thought. There is, however, you know, another school. Again, there are three possibilities here. You can paskin like Rabbi Akiva, you can paskin like Reb Lazar ben Azariah, or you can say it's a safek ladina. So if you take a look at Tosfos and Megillah, Chavam and Beis, this is where, you know, the Mishnah says, davar shemitzvaso bayom, mitzvaso kol hayom, davar shemitzvaso balayla, mitzvaso kol halayla. So this is a different perspective. Lisuya achilas psachim the local blazer ben azari because makom nira da lachar blazer tika stama barve psachim the kai kavase pesach achar chatzos matam esodayim v'chein mishna be'ezu makamun stama besof perakam de brachos kavi meisa ba ubanav shel rav gamliel be'ezu mishna amr lahem kol ma shamru chacham ad chatzos mitzvasa nach yala mod shachar vilu achilas psachim lo ktani imoki lachar blazer ben azari adam ad chatzos vim kei not mitim mitam besofek de dina but we actually pask in this way. Tzarech lemar lecho matzah b'lei lepsachim kodem chatzos, filo matzah shel avikom, min tzarechi of matzah b'zman hazeh da raisa. But he thought you could be mekel about the halal. So Tosfos and Megillah paskin straight, like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, right? And he says it applies to Korban Pesach as well as to matzah. And therefore, not mitam safek didina, but literally, this is the halacha, you really have to be machmir for this. Now, we already saw the Rambam in Perek Vav, you know, of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, that Matzah B'Zman Hazeh Din D'Oraisa Mitzvaso Kol HaLayla. So the Magid Mishnah, you know, I guess, you know, as he would, explains, that the Rambam is obviously taking a stand on this issue. So the Magen Mishnah says, V'chasav Rabbeinu, shemitzvasa kol alayla, v'chein daito be'achilas psachim, kimavur parak ches mehilchos korban pesach, we'll get there, and we'll see if it's exactly really the same. V'kistam masnisna akoreyesa megil, d'chol shemitzvasa v'layla klasher kol alayla, uchir Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Hachin, Pliga the Rav Lazar ben Azaria, the Amar Chatzos, the Kaimalan, Kirabi Akiva me Chavero. Oh, so the Magid Mishnah says, so this is a third view in the Rishonim. This isn't a Safik Ladina, so we should be Machmer like Rav Lazar ben Azaria, like the Rashba and the Rash. This isn't Tosvos in Megillah saying fundamentally Paskin Rav Lazar ben Azaria, he's saying the Rambam clearly fundamentally Paskins like Rabbi Akiva, and across the board. And he says, and I know that there are people who disagree. V'yesh mi shapasak Rav Lazar ben Azaria, mishum d'stam mishnah perakam ad debrachos, v'ar v'psachim, v'zvachim, etc. Him kamoso, v'am rav perakar v'psachim, v'achol matzach v'chatzos, Rav Lazar ben Azaria liyotzi dechovaso, and presumably that's aliba dehilchasa, because there's why is Rav talking about it. But v'divar rabbeinu ikar, demrina perak mitzitz chalitza, mali chadah stam, mali trey stame, v'kevan dikas stame, l'Rav Akiva, l'Rav Lazar, hadrina l'chlal, in the kaimel alach, Rav Akiva mechavero, kach nirali. So Magen Mishnah says that he thinks in the end, once you have the Gemara in Yevamos Kefalif, which tells you mali chadah stam, mali trey stame, so then you're back to halach, Rav Akiva mechavero, and that should be like the final word on the topic, that we pask him like Rav Akiva, and Chatzos is not a Zman d'Oraisa. The only Zman d'Oraisa is, Alos HaShachar. And you could talk about, Derabanans, but fundamentally you would have until Chatzos. Okay. So, the Be'er Halacha, Kedarko Bakodesh, quotes all three Shitos, all three schools in the Rishonim. He also tells you what every other Rishon, from Rabbeinu Yerucham and Rabbeinu Chananel. Anybody who learns the Be'er Halacha knows that, for all his distillations in the Mishnah Berura, the Chafetz Chaim knew every, last Shita in the Rishonim. And there are basically three approaches. So just to establish how this comes down in Shulchan Aruch, and then to get to the Gra, as I, sort of anticipated for us in the beginning, before we come to the crux, which is the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this is the Afikomen. Nothing fancy here. Not the two, kizaisim of the, Ma'aril and the others. Okay, just one kizayis. Old reliable. Now again, yehizah here. Means that you should try, but it doesn't sound like, that this is like a full-scale, commitment, to this Rav Lazar ben Azaria. And this is when the Rama weighs in with his point about Halel, Kodem Chatzos. Okay, so the Gra says, the Sihei Zohir, he wants to say it's Afilu for Rav Akiva. After Rav Akiva, committing to Rav Lazar ben Azaria after Rabbi Kiva, kamakom lechatchila aser. And he says it's based on a Gemara in Zvachim, then Zayinu in Beis, Tosus and Arvei Psachim. So he says even if you paskin like Rabbi Kiva, you still have a din lechatchila by matzah by chatzos. That was the perspective of the Vilna Gaon. So I think it's possible to say that, but I don't think that's the Rambam's reading at all. I mentioned before, if you take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, I don't have the impression that the Rambam thinks that there's any difference, as far as matzah is concerned, between Kodem Chatzos and Acher Chatzos. In fact, I think the opposite. We'll just go back here for a second to that passage in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva. Mitzvahs asim min haTorah lechol matzah v'lo chamisha asar shenever erev tochel matzos b'chol makom v'chol zman v'lo tala achila zo b'korban Pesach ela zo mitzvah b'ifnei atzva u'mitzvasa kol alayla. I see those two comments as deeply and inextricably related for the Rambam. It's a mitzvah b'ifnei atzma, this b'erev tochel matzos, And therefore, almost like there's a lafikach, umitzvasa kol halayla. It's totally independent. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and a mitzvasa kol halayla. So what are you going to do with the Gemara Psachim Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, right? That was with the Gemara. It says, you know, that you have to eat matzah, you know, before chatzos. But if you read the Gemara, I think it's quite obvious, and I think this is certainly how the Rambam read the Gemara, that that's only true, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amar Rava, achol matzah b'zman hazeh achar chatzos, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, lo yatzi dei chovaso. Pshita, the cave of the Iskish of Pesach, Pesach time. So, the same Afke, Krame, Akesha, Kamash Malan, the Chiyahatri, Kral, the Milsa, Kamais Hatri. That's all, Liba the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So, if you're the Rosh or the Rashba, and you want to be Machar Elazar ben Azariah, Mishum Sveik and the Dina, fine. If you're the Tosos and Megillah, and you think that fundamentally Maker, then we pass Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, fine. But if you're the Rambam, and you think that we pass him like Rabbi Akiva, so it's not true. This whole analysis of the Milsa, Kamais Hatri is Delo Aliba Kilchasa. That equation doesn't maintain for the Rambam. But Erev Tochu Matzos establishes an independent obligation and frees matzah from the jaws of Korban Pesach. And I think expresses itself in being Nechal, you know, Kol Halayla. Now, what about Korban Pesach itself? So here, I think we come to the linchpin. The Rambam, in Perek Ches of Hilchos Korban Pesach, again, with his perspective of Rabbi Akiva, you know, you can anticipate that he's going to say, Midaraisa, of course you have until Alos HaShachar. Chatzos is not the Zman Daraisa. But what about Midrabban? What about what I'm arguing against the Gaon is not Shitas HaRambam by Achilas Matzah. What would you say about that? So the Rambam begins dramatically, again, with the question that Rabbi Yochum Vershul Perlo dealt with, and the question that emerges organically from the Sefer Mitzvos Peites, like, why would you count Achilas Basar HaPesach as its own mitzvah? Achilas Basar HaPesach Leil Chamisha Asar Mitzvos Asay Shenemar Ve'achu Es HaBasar Balayla Zet Tzli'eshu Matzos Al Merorim Yochlu. Ve'ein Matzu Marim Ma'akvin. That, by the way, is the Rambam L'shitaso, the way that he reads the Mechilta. Take a look at the Sefer Mitzvos Nun Vav. Part of the reason the Rambam thinks that Maror, Bizman, Dika, Korban Pesach isn't an independent mitzvah d'araisa against the Yireim and the Baal HaLachos Gedolos and others. Ve'en matzu maror ma'akvin. Imlo matzu maror yotin dechovasan be'achilas psara Pesach levado. Aval maror below Pesach eino mitzvah. Shenemar al matzo sumrorim yochlu. Very fascinating. Kvar biyarnu b'cham v'komos. Sheina Pesach nechal Elad Chatzos Kidei Laharchik Min Aveira. That's only Din Derabbanan. V'Din Torah Sheyochal Kol Halayla Ad Sheyala Amud HaShachar. Oh. So the Rambam tells us, I think in contrast to his view by Matzah, that when it comes to Korban Pesach, there we do, Shitas Rabbi Akiva, have a special Din Kidei Laharchik Es Adam Min Aveira. Eina Pesach Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos. So then the question becomes, and hopefully this will lead us back to other questions regarding enumerating Achilas Korban Pesach as its own mitzvah, what is the basis of that distinction? If it was good for Korban Pesach, why not apply it to matzah? Is it just like a technical issue of lo sosiri menu ad boker, that you don't want to come to an iser nosar, an iser kares, so we want to be extra careful, and that ta'am isn't really, you know, shayach by the matzah. And he neutralized the Gemara Pesachim on Kavchaf of the Milsa Kamaisa Hadre by saying that's only Aliba de Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but that doesn't apply to Rabbi Akiva. Or is there something more fundamental at stake? And I'd like to suggest that, based on a comment of Rav Meir Simcha, you know, in the Or Sameach, locally. So Meir Simcha writes the following, and I think that this is really the controlling perspective. L'chein nir alanu l'farish, this is an excerpt from really a much longer piece, but d'nei korban pesach chaluk bedino midin kol ha-korbanos. Dechol korbanos mitzvah la'ochlan, aval ena mitzvah karkafta de gavre, ela sheyiu ne'achalan, v'lo yavo lidei nosar. As you can already read between the lines in the Rambam in Pei Tes, achilas kachim is not a mitzvah unless there's something qualitatively added about it, such as kohanim ochlan b'ilim miskap. That qualifies. Rav Meir Simcha is saying, Korban Pesach has an additional component, because that's the one korban where the achila, or kachim kalim, where the achila is intrinsically significant. It's rami arkakafta de gavra, it's a chovas a gavra in its own right. It's not just about minias hanotar, preventing a korban from becoming nosar. V'lo yavoli de nosar, v'pesach mitzvah, shekol echad yochal kezayas, v'min ochal kezayas, en aroi limanos la'pesach, v'tzarech le'ochal matzav mar. Oh. And Rav Meir Simcha says, the proof of concept that korban pesach is shanoi v'chaluk from all other korbanos is the din minoi. That you can only sign up to have it if you're ro'oi for achilas kezayas. It's a very compelling argument. If it's just about preventing this karban from becoming nosar, you know, so what do we care, you know, about this particular person signing up? Just make sure that you have, like, the requisite number of people. What do you care if you have 16 or 17 or 18? The fact that each individual has to be signed up points in the direction of a karkafta de gavra, is a chobas a gavra. In conjunction and in parallel to, frankly, kohanim ochen and bailam miskaprim, right? That the achila is intrinsically valuable. Pesach Mitzrayim, he says, hayu bo odinim, shenechal b'chipasim kein galikra, deno nechal b'din taras Pesach, rak ad chatzos. Aval achar chatzos, nechal ad aboker, aval lo b'taras Pesach, shikare no al achila, rakavotodo shlam v'chayotzi b'zeh, nechal achatzos, batal mitzvah achila as Pesach, v'abi kashar karban hanechal, shein mitzvah b'aylem davka, lo shiyochal mi shehu, mibnei hachabura. And then he says, we come back to the idea, that this is really what the Gemara was getting at with Rabbi Akiva, which he said is such a dachuk perspective, you know, that Rashi says that, oh, you would think that, you know, shtei leilos v'yom echad, not that you could actually eat it during the daytime, but it doesn't become possible. V'zo asfar muchrachas tuva. V'hadam ar besugyan, hayazam mayovid lay. Sav g'dayta chamin aho pesach hachim kalim, av pesach oki leilos Makom yam v'inechal, shnei leilos yom echad, kasar rachman azeh. V'aksiv achu abasar v'layla zeh, lahoros inechal v'yom, etc. Kvar nidchaku rabusa rashi rashbam bazeh, the rashi pirish, t'lav d'yeinechal v'yom, elo b'layla b'achar, v'zein svar aklal, d'eich dami l'shlamim, v'efo matzanu davar, shenechal v'nidcha, v'chazar v'nechal. Rabbi Simcha says, we've never seen anything like that. That's what Rabbi Akiva was saying. V'lam l'ikra l'hachi. Rashbam pirish tavimina the belayla v'yom abo achrav nechal v'lo b'yom zvichaso. V'achra stomachsiv. Well, why would you need that? V'achlo abasar belayla. We already know you can't eat during the daytime. So arsinu anal asi shapir tuva dimitin pesach sheinechal belayla aval salka deyta chamina dehavi kemo shlamim nechalim l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. V'im avra layla inachiyo v'achra kafta the gavri sheyochu kizayis rakavi kemo kol korban v'unechal shnei leilos v'yom echad l'chein kasav kra v'achlo abasar belayla zeh. So Meir Simcha says magnificently, he says, no, the Havamina was that underlying the layer of Korban Pesach Shabo, there's a Shlamim Shabo. So once you move past, you know, the Chovas HaGavra, which only exists up until Chatzos, so then there's like a Shlamim component or a general Kachim Kalim component, which is that you should, you know, eat this so that it doesn't become Nosar. Oh. So now I think, in light of Rameir Simcha's incredible distinction between what Achilas Pesach Chodem Chatzos and what Achilas Pesach Achar Chatzos would mean, I think we now understand Shitas Rabbi Kiva, at least the way the Rambam read it. Why we would have an incredible chasm that opens up between Pesach and Matzah. Rabbi Kiva fundamentally paskins that the only Zman D'Oraisa is Alos HaShachar. By matzah, that's apparently the only zman. By Korban Pesach, the Rambam projected an Issur de Rabbanan after Chatzos. Is it just a technical issue? Shelo yavo lidei nosar? Not according to Reb Meir Simcha. Reb Meir Simcha, in effect, I'm spelling this out, I'm taking his idea and just extrapolating it, has argued that according to the Rambam, the rabbis came along and closed out the possibility of achilas ha-pesach la'achar chatzos. You can't eat the Karban Pesach as a generic Karban, simply to prevent Nosar. To eat the Karban Pesach means to eat it as a Karban Pesach. The same way the Rambam in Pei Tes tells us that I'm only counting Achilas Kodshim as a mitzvah when there's a qualitative component, such as Kohanim Ochen U'Bailim Miskaprim. The same thing has to be true for Karban Pesach. If Korban Pesach is going to be allowed after Chatzos, that would only be generic. The Isser Derabanan compels us, it locks us in to an encounter with Achilas Korban Pesach that's Miyuchad and Miyuchas, a din Mesuyam be'Achilas Korban Pesach, having nothing to do with the generic din of Achilas Kodshim, Kedei Shelo Yavo Lidei Nosar. That, of course, is totally and wholly irrelevant to matzah. That standard is a unique kachim standard. Memela matzah has no parallel. But we could ask one further question. And hopefully this will help us get at the point why the Rambam enumerated Shechitas Korban Pesach and Achilas Korban Pesach separately. And I don't think it has anything to do with Zman. Zman Oshelzeh, Lo Zman Oshelzeh. Ayin, you know, what we said about Kriyat Shema. Okay. So if you go back to the discussion between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, it's very clear that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who the Rambam doesn't paskin like, paskins like Rabbi Akiva. The Magid Mishnah says, look, you know, Mali chadestama, Mali treistama, halachti Rabbi Akiva mechavero. But it doesn't mean that Rabbi Akiva was disinterested in the Zman of Chatzos that applied to Korban Pesach to a certain degree. In other words, Midr Elazar ben Azariah Nishma Rabbi Akiva in one sense, as far as the Rabbanan is concerned. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Shita is rooted in Makas Bechor. To eat the Korban Pesach before Chatzos was an act of great faith. You didn't know which way it was going to go. After Chatzos, that was already Chipazon de Mitzrayim. The Jews waited until the morning. They shouldn't go out like Gazlanim. They should go out biyad Rama. But vayakom paro lailo hu v'chol amo v'chol Mitzrayim v'atitza akagdala v'chol aritz Mitzrayim kum v'tzumi tochami gam atem gam b'nei Yisrael. To eat the Korban Pesach before that moment, that was the essence of Korban Pesach. That was achilas Korban Pesach betoras Korban Pesach, not midin minias hanosar. I think the legacy of that Pesach Mitzrayim continues to reflect itself in every Achilas Korban Pesach. It's always important. It always reflects a certain degree of emuna. Lama nigara levoti hakriv is Korban Hashem b'moado. We call the Korban Pesach the Korban Hashem. It reflects a sense of total, you know, commitment and emuna. To eat the Korban Pesach before that moment, after, you know, the victory had been achieved, was an act of great faith that we always appeal to. Midrabanan, we actually close off the option of eating it after that point, eating Korban Pesach as a generic din of Kodshim. Doesn't apply to matzah. It wouldn't apply to matzah. Fiyani is daiti, that's why the Rambam counted them separately. Both Shechitas Korban Pesach and Achilas Korban Pesach have the capacity to reflect this kind of emunah. The Chizkuni, very famously, I think some of us probably learned this together at a certain point, V'shachtu oso kol kohal adas Yisrael ben harbayim, argues that the reason that Korban Pesach had to be done Bein Harbayim, and that becomes Zman that we export from Pesach Mitzrayim to, you know, all situations, the reason it had to be Tzliyesh is it had to be the most public statement possible, just to show you that Chizkuni inside. It had to be a way of saying to the Egyptians, Kain Nizbach es Toavas Chem Le'enechem, and we'll see what you do about it. V'shachtu also, K'neged Shamer Moshe Nizbach es Toavas Mitzrayim Le'enechem Lo Yizgalunu, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shachtu HaPesach, etc. V'shachtu Asol Kol Kol Adas Yisrael, Shelo Yuchal Shum Yehudi Lahatil Al Chaveru Adavar Lomar Lo Asisi Anizos, Ela Acher Asa Adavar, Ki Kulam Yushutvin. No plausible deniability, no sense of being able to slip through the cracks. Bein arbayim b'shas asifas am kohanim bo'im mimulachtan. That was Shechitas Korban Pesach. Everybody had to be in on it. You couldn't, it was a time for choosing. That's exactly what Remeir Simcha wanted to say about Achilas Korban Pesach. Kodem Chatzos. Kodem Chatzos, that's Achila, that's Ramya Karkafta de Gavra, that's Achovas Agavra. It's about a faith statement that we're going to eat, you know, the basar of Elohei Mitzrayim, even before that moment when it was clear that the Rubicon had been cast, that the Egyptians had given up, the Shas Chipazon de Mitzrayim. After that, Tita Korban Pesach, Lachar Chatzos, when, you know, the battle is already won, you know, just bebechinas kadshim as a din klali and minias nosar, that's not something in the end we're going to allow. That's where an Isser Derabanan would come in and close itself off. The Sefer HaChinuch, very famously, this is why Mori V'Rabbi Rosenzweig likes to call the Korban Pesach the Korban of Emunah. This is that line in the Sefer HaChinuch, Misharashe Mitzvazo K'moshakasa B'shchitaso. L'zecher nisei Mitzrayim. Alken roi shelo yochal bo mumar. Every year I always come back, coming back to this topic of kol benecher lo yochal bo. Zos chukas ha-pasach. It's the most basic halacha. Me'achar shanu osin oso lo osu zikaron shebanu bo so azman lachso stachas kan ve'ashchina. It's the most profound sign of aramuna v'nichlesu bebris ha-torah ve'amuna. En roi shanachu minu l'mishu hefech mizeh. Shiyatza min ha-klal v'kafar be'amuna. And that's why you can't be machil the Korban Pesach to a ben echar, to somebody who, you know, doesn't share in our emuna bond. So that's true of the Shechitas Korban Pesach, which was a brazen act, nizbach es tovas v'tzrem le'nei v'lo yizkalunu, and that was true of Achilas Korban Pesach, especially the Achila Kodem Chatzos, to consume it, you know, without any fear. And that legacy justifies the enumeration of a separate, I don't think it has anything to do with this man, a separate mitzvah saseh. It's the Rambam really l'shitaso in mitzvah peites that we count achilas kadshim as its own mitzvah when there's something qualitatively added in eating it. Here, the chovas agavra, the individual obligation, just like in parallel to the individual obligation of shchitas Korban Pesach, the individual obligation of eating the Korban Pesach. Yeah, you could say yefshar l'achila b'lo shchita, but still it's an important statement in its own right, karkafta de gavra. When there's a qualitatively added dimension, you do count achilas kachim, inclusive of achilas Korban Pesach, separately. None of this is relevant at all to achilas matzah la'achar chatzos. Mela, the Rambam says, perek vav, hilchos chametzu matzah, that, you know, achilas matzah mitzvah bifnei atzma, it's not taloi on the Korban Pesach, right? And mitzvasa, by definition, kol halayla. For us, I think it's an important moment, you know, to think a little bit about the spirit, the animating spirit. I know the hour is very late. I'm not going to try to go la'achar chatzos. We already spoke about that being, you know, kind of a missed opportunity. So I'll just, you know, very briefly elaborate out a message that I wanted to share. To slaughter, you know, the deity of Egypt and then to, you know, to eat it, you know, habasar odenu bein shinehem, you know, was obviously a countercultural act. It was a way of saying that we're not going to yield to the Egyptian culture. And we're going to stand apart. Fearlessly stand apart. Initially, as the Chizkuni noted, for good reason, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, was very skeptical. Nizbachas to avas mitzrayim leinayim, velo yiskelunu. The same spirit is required of us today. The ideas and, you know, ideals that, you know, so-called, you know, civilized society takes for granted. They may not worship a sheep, but they're, you know, the ideas that they worship aren't any more impressive, to be honest. You know, the way that they, so much of the so-called, you know, civilized world, you know, apologizes for, you know, sheer evil, has forgotten its own history, has forgotten the, you know, heroic stand it took against evil in World War II. You know, one shudders to think, you know, what would happen, you know, if the Western world had to fight Nazism today, you know, in terms of its resolve, in terms of its willingness to go the distance, you know, and utterly crush, you know, evil. Eretz Yisrael hasn't done anything remotely approaching. I'm not apologizing for it, but the firebombing of Dresden or, you know, Essen or Hamburg or Tokyo, let alone, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and yet, you know, it comes in for, you know, the worst kinds of, you know, blood libels and the like. You know, affiliation, identification with Shchitas Karban Pesach and Achilas Karban Pesach as a Chovas Agavra, as not being matil ani Yehudi acher, not trying to, you know, back our way out of it, but standing for our principles is really a critical thing, you know, this time of year, and is a critical thing, you know, right now. Self-righteous, you know, so-called, you know, sympathizers with Hamas, you know, claim to be standing on the right side of history. I hear that line like every single day in Teaneck. They're always telling me I'm on the wrong side of history, you know, and I think to myself, you know, if there's anything I'm sure of is that I'm on the right side of history, you know, in terms of how it plays out in the short term, I guess we could do one. But the right side of history, I don't doubt for a second. You know, Klal Yisrael is still here and, you know, the Mitzrim are not and everybody that followed them. But the idea, you know, of standing apart and being willing to take on, you know, the sacred sheep, shall we say, of Egyptian culture is an idea that we have to channel. We can't. It's always nice to be liked, and it's always nice to be appreciated and popular. It's not realistic right now for us to both maintain our principles and always, you know, be appreciated and popular. Leman Sion lo achasha, leman Yerushalayim lo ashkot. Frankly, for the sake of, you know, basic morality, there are certain truths that we have to tell, and we, you know, we can't compromise, you know, on those right now. And we're in Isman, which is Kodem Chatzos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank God we already saw the 300, you know, ballistic missiles come down, but we're in the thick of it. You know, Lachar Chatzos, you know, after Vashem Yikakol Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim, it wasn't any, you know, great act of faith anymore. But for us right now to stand with Achenu B'nai Yisrael, with the people of good conscience who are still out there, and there are, you know, thank God, you know, not so much in Harvard or Penn, you know, but, you know, other places, you know, where, you know, the chaos has, you know, reached points where, you know, literally, you know, call the police, you know, and restore some semblance of din, you know, al ha'emes ve'al ha'shalom, just because, you know, the anarchism is, you know, reaching proportions. For us, you know, to take a stand at this time, you know, against the gods that they worship, which are, you know, of, you know, a deep kind of sympathy and apology for the worst kinds of inhumanity and barbarism and terror. So, you know, we should stand, and we should stand very proudly. And we should stand Kodem Chatzos, you know, before the die is cast and before the battle is won. And that will, you know, be to our eternal credit. And so I think for us, you know, as much as it really is a nisayon, it's also a great opportunity. Our generation has been given an opportunity, you know, to really stand apart. Avram ha'ivri, kol olam kulo me'ivr echad, v'hu me'ivr asheni, and to live up to that aspect, you know, of Klal Yisrael's DNA, that we're not going to buckle and yield to, you know, popular opinion, you know, of the United Nations General Assembly, you know, which says, you know, that, you know, there's no difference whatsoever between, you know, the deliberate targeting of the men, women, and children of Kibbutz Be'eri and the unfortunate and tragic, you know, civilian casualties that Hamas has baked into their, you know, battle plan. If you can't draw that distinction, which is a distinction, you know, not between Kodem Chatzos and Lacher Chatzos, it's a distinction between Yom and Laila, so then, you know, it's for us to hold the line. And to ensure that, you know, the voice of morality continues to be heard, even and especially when people aren't so interested in hearing it. And we can and we will, you know, we'll continue to, you know, stand firm. Karban Pesach is a Karban of Emunah. And even now, Bizman, you know, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there's Lekha Karban Pesach, but we still have the opportunity, I mean, to channel that Emunah. And we know, you know, as Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim, that Emunah, you know, will always be rewarded. And sadly, you know, when people, you know, don't take that position, and people aren't willing to stand with Klal Yisrael in the attitudes of Korban Pesach, it's a mitzvah saseh sheyesh bo kares. Not so much as a punishment, but as a logical consequence, as we've always explained, by Mila and Korban Pesach, when you don't affiliate with Klal Yisrael, you allow yourself to be outside of the tent, you know, from the Turei Karta to, you know, self-hating Jews, you know, who, you know, fall over themselves to, you know, side against Klal Yisrael at this time. So that's a terrible Avera. That's an Avera Shiesh Bokares, not to stand with, you know, Am Yisrael, who in his man of Melchemes Mitzvah, Ezra Yisrael Miatzar Sheba Aleihem. So for us, you know, the choice is an obvious one. We're going to be Mekayim Korban Pesach in our way, and to be Mekayim at, you know, Kodem Chatzos, as a Chovas HaGavra, not as a generic din, but really as a special opportunity to demonstrate our faith in Hashem's deliverance. And we should be Zocha to see, you know, many, many Yeshuos during this time, Benisa Nigalu, Benisa Nasidin Ligael. We should see, you know, great wonders for Klal Yisrael, in addition to what we saw just a week ago tonight. You know, with a week ago tonight, that we were all, you know, watching, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Siyata Deshmaya. Again, I don't want to go too late, but, you know, it's like people say, oh, we have a lot of technology. You know, we had a lot of technology on October 7th too that didn't work out so well. You know, that was supposed to be a very smart fence. It turned out not to work so well, so, you know, the David sling and the arrow and the Iron Dome, you know, are very helpful, but, you know, when you don't have Siyata Deshmaya, you can have the arrow, you know, 33, and not just the arrow 3, it's not going to help you. So we've already seen it, and we should continue to see, you know, more of that, and Mirtz Hashem will be able to enjoy Mina Zvachem, Mina Psachem, especially with Achenu Bnei Yisrael, who've been held so cruelly for so long, you know, Od, Yesh, Zman, there's still time before Pesach comes for them to be joining us, you know, for the Siddurim. So again, I want to thank Avi.